This is 7AD. Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Let's start with the cricket. So we look pretty good in the ODIs. I mean, India won the last game, but, I think there's a lot of good signs for Australian cricket at the moment.
Yeah, I think so too. We've got some really good players out there at the moment, and, wasn't like we were flogged in that last game either. Went down to the last over, didn't it? So, really good series, phenomenal TV ratings as well. I think everyone's just been hungry for some cricket, and we saw some good stuff. Some of that switch hitting from Glenn Maxwell was unbelievable. Really was. Unbelievable, thrown around loosely, but it was. And, Steve Smith was in fantastic form too, wasn't he, in those first couple of games. We saw a debutant and Cam Green, so really, really good. And then we've got the T20s to look forward to now, which begin tonight, and hopefully Darcy Short will play in that game for David Warner. Matty Wade, hopefully he comes in as well. Can't wait for that. We've got the three T20 games. Must be tonight, Sunday and Tuesday. And then, of course, BBL next Thursday. So a cricket feast coming up over the next week, Darren.
Indeed. And, of course, the test match is starting a couple of weeks later. So it looks like Warner, 50-50 to make the first test. So it seems that all the players want Joe Burns to retain his spot. That's more than likely if Warner's not playing. So that may mean that the new boy, Will Pekoski, will get his first test. So that'll be good.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah, Joe Burns certainly got plenty of support, hasn't he, from his teammates and coaches. So you expect if Warner's fit, it's him and Warner that open. But you're right, if Warner can't get up for that first test, you think Pekoski and Burns will be at the top of the order, which will be exciting.
Yeah. All right, let's go to basketball. WNBL, what's happening there?
Yeah, plenty going on. And we must mention, too, I don't think we mentioned the other week, Shana Thompson from the Hobart Chargers making a debut in the WNBL for the Townsville Fire a week or so ago. So well done to her. You don't see too many Tasmanians in the WNBL, so she's done well to get into that competition. At the moment, Southside lead the way. They've only dropped the two games for the season, 8 wins so far. The Capitals are 7-2. The Boomers 6-2, and Shana's team, the Fire, they're 6-3 after 9 games. So we had a game last night. It was the Boomers 86 defeating the Sydney Uni Flames 64. Tonight a double header. The Capitals and the Lightning go head to head from 6, and then at 8 o'clock, Shana Thompson's team, the Townsville Fire, take on the Lynx. So that's what's happening in the WNBL.
Andrew Bogut retired during the week. What a career. I mean, just for a start, to go number one draft pick NBA, I mean, that'll do me for a start.
Exactly.
Hey? But, you know, he's made a lot of money, and he's been a great player for the Boomers for a very long time. And let's hope he stays involved in the Boomers program, maybe as an assistant coach in some form. Or he has shares in the Sydney Kings, so, he's a part owner now. So, anyway, good luck to Andrew Bogut. LeBron James. Now, I've heard several figures floated around about his contract extension with the Lakers, but it seems that most people are saying $114 million. I mean,
sort of loose change.
Wow.
LeBron. Unbelievable, isn't it? It is frightening.
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah. And that's just, what's that for? How many years? Imagine how much he's collected over the journey as well. Endorsements. He wouldn't know what to do with it. He would not know what to do with it.
I think that's 2 years. So,
unbelievable.
Wow. Now, Luke Woods had a fight last night.
Yeah, he did. Of course, Luke Woods from Latrobe, professional boxer out of Tasmania, had a record of 6 wins, 1 loss going into last night's fight. Unfortunately, lost the fight to Andrew Hunt, who's an emerging boxer from Australia, born in New Zealand. They fought in Queensland, and it was an 8 round welterweight fight, and unfortunately Luke Woods went down TKO in the third round. So it wasn't last night, but certainly promises big things, Luke Woods. Don't worry about that. He's a star boxer. He's struggled to get fights in more recent times, so hopefully it's all onwards and upwards from here for him. He'll have a bit of a break now, I'd imagine, and then reset for 2021, and hopefully get some good fights.
Yeah, indeed. I'll just get a plug in here for the races on this afternoon and tonight at Sprayton, including the Golden Mile. That's on tonight. I think it's about 6:15 start for that one. That's the main event. So good luck to all the punters, including yourself. All right, mate. Thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers.